Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Well, this is perfect that this happy hour is brought to you by that fucking potty mouth Bill Press.
Right?
Right, dropped a giant shit bomb on our show this week.
Oh my God.
Thank God he has a podcast.
Yeah.
Go listen to this filth. Because, right, he no longer has a progressive morning show. A lot of people miss him.
Yeah.
He always opened for me. He was my super spreader. Yeah. Okay. But he's got a great new podcast for all your Bill Press needs. The Bill Press Pod dropped twice a week. Right, interviews with all your favorite progressives.
Yeah.
Maxine Waters, Mark Pocan, Jamie Raskin, all roasting Donald Trump. Plus his lively end of the week roundtable with three of Washington's top political reporters commenting on the latest craziness from the White House, Congress, the 2020 Democratic primary. You name it. For years, Bill Press has been out there. Who knew? He was pushing down his natural filthiness to please the FCC. Now he's his own man.
Yeah.
He's running free on the Bill Press Pod. I encourage you to join me. Subscribe to Bill's new podcast. Go to wherever you get your podcast. Search for the Bill Press Pod. Click on subscribe. You're in for a true progressive experience. The Bill Press Pod. And now here's some of my filth. Yeah. Happy hour. Comedy legend Wendy Liebman
yeah.
is here in her mask. Wendy, you don't need the mask. We're on virtual. I don't think you understand.
Or no.
Yes. But you tweeted, I look better in a mask, so I understand.
I do, although I just have coffee breath and that's all I smell.
Oh, no.
You know, we're around the same age, and my friend said that. She said, I got carded at the supermarket with my mask. So it is like an older lady tip that when you cover it, you look better. You're like, oh, just my eyes look like I could be any age. Right?
Okay.
I carded about 2 years ago,
right.
And I actually leaned over and kissed the woman.
I do that, too. I'm like, I know that was a pity card, but thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you look amazing, Stephanie.
Aw, so do you. And you, we were saying this is the perfect time for this happy hour, because if you think you're living through some shit, this coronavirus and murder hornets, Wendy yeah. Liebman has lived through some shit, man. Like, you, like, okay. You were.
Well, an earthquake. We had an earthquake the other night. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Just keep piling it on.
I think because God made you a comedy legend, he's like, you know what? I'm also going to make you a disaster magnet. Because I can only give that much talent to someone that also must go through adversity. But in 2014, you were hit in your car. You were hit by a drunk driver, but then you were also hit by a car walking. How many years later was that?
Don't hang out with me. My husband and I were hit by a drunk driver in 2014. In 2018, I was hit, not by a drunk driver, just by a driver. Mm-hmm. I was walking across the street, and they didn't see me. And, Yeah, so I spent the next 9 months recovering.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I am so happy to talk to you. You know, I've always loved you. And Chris had told me, because I hadn't heard what you were going through. And good God. I mean, what? So that broke both your legs, the one where you were walking?
One leg and both feet.
Okay.
Ah.
So I couldn't get around.
Yeah.
But I did get to eat my weight in Cheez-Its.
that's something. Yeah, that's something. Your life sounds like a Roadrunner episode. Are you going to be hit next by like a, I don't know, an anvil or exploding birdseed?
I'm never leaving the house again.
Oh.
So those people that want to reopen and are like, oh, car accidents are just as deadly. You're like, I'm with you. Yes, I am with you.
No, I can't believe my neighbors were having a party yesterday. I'm like, isn't there some kind of lockdown quarantine thing happening?
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, maybe I'm in like the Truman Show and it's everybody else didn't get the memo. I'm the only one at home.
Wow. No, it is because that's what we keep saying, that people don't get this. We have never encountered something like this. It is not like the flu. This is incredibly infectious and contagious. And we don't know. You can be asymptomatic and spread it. We've never had that before. And now the B plot, murder hornets. I'm like, what the fuck?
Are you a hypochondriac?
No. No.
Oh, me neither. But I'm just nervous anyway. Like, should I wash that lettuce off with Clorox, or what can I eat? I've been eating Cheez-Its.
Oh, that was cool. You just disappeared on your green screen.
I know, it's a green screen, but I guess the Cheez-Its don't show up.
Oh no, they show up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
yeah, when you hold them in front of you. There you go.
Oh, that is freaky. Yeah. Family size.
Yeah, family size. I'm family size.
I'm still fun size, but I'm on my way.
Are you? You're fun size. I'm trial size.
But honestly, quite seriously, I just felt like, beyond the fact that you're hilarious and whatever, and I'm sure humor is part of what helped you cope, but what, you have a particular experience of getting through hardship, because this is causing real hardship for a lot of people. 30 million people out of work, people losing friends and family. Chris has somebody that's still in the hospital with coronavirus. Like, we're all going to know somebody. What did you do? And then when it happened to you again, getting hit by a car, like, what was that like, getting through physical pain, emotional, mental? How did you do it?
You know, Stephanie, I'm a very spiritual person because the material thing didn't work out like I had planned. But I am very spiritual, and I never was angry. I didn't have a choice. I just recovered. And thank God I had somebody, my husband took care of me. He treated me like the princess I was born to be. He waited on me hand and foot. And
I would think the foot part would be important since both of your feet were broken.
Yes.
This is true. But it just was my new reality. Like, there is no reason fighting it. The energy that I would have used to fight it with took away from me healing. And I honestly have to say, I mean, this is not funny at all, but I did believe, it made me believe in like people's thoughts, because I felt healed by at the speed of love. Like, aww. I don't know how much more corny.
Oh no, I'm the original hopeless romantic. I mean, how long have you been married?
17 years. Aww.
Congratulations.
I'm counting the days.
No, I mean, for me, Chris and I are both single. Chris was like starting, you know, to date someone before this all happened. I'm single. And so I agree with you that they act like we want this fucking thing to go on. Like, I want more than anything to meet someone still. And I'm 1,000. I still want to get married and fall in love again. And, you know, all that stuff.
Or even just go to a restaurant.
Because I do think when I listen to you, I'm like, it's easier. Life is easier with a good partner, you know. And go out on a date. We're all except that you look at people that are worse off than you are. And then I'm like, shut the fuck up. You know, you're able to work. Your listeners are supporting your show, so you're able to get paid to work. You're healthy. Your loved ones are healthy. Like, you know, I just think we're all in a place where just the shut the fuck up mantra is in effect for anybody.
Well, everybody there is somebody worse off. Mm-hmm. You can think of it that way, who's lonelier or, but to your point, I met my husband in my late 30s.
Yeah.
And like, I always say that to my stepkids when they're upset about a relationship. I'm like, don't even worry about it. Because I met your dad when I was 38 and I married him at 42. So, yeah.
Well, according to Twitter, I'm that old, but I might possibly be a skosh older than that and loserier than that. But anyway,
you look amazing.
Oh, thank you, honey.
I see a gray hair on me. Hold on.
Oh, look, she's kidding. Is that a magic marker? Oh, no, I have that. I have that. The hair crayon. I have that.
Crayon. I have, like, everything. I had this before the virus.
Oh.
Yeah, and now I'm using it.
Yeah, I have that. I have the spray. I have spray on hair, and I have the right, it's like Trump's Alabama Sharpie. It's like, no, I'm not getting old. My hair does not look like Alabama. What?
I have powder also. It's like it attaches magnetically. So one day I'm going to find myself stuck to the refrigerator. But I like
anybody quarantining with kids? I have friends who are. Oh. With libraries, schools, and bookstores closed, Literati has you covered with something truly unique. This subscription book club for kids was founded by two women, two amazing women, to make it easy to find interesting books delivered straight to your doorstep.
That's awesome.
No more scrolling online trying to find that perfect book for your child or give as a gift. Parents are running out of ideas in quarantine.
Yeah, they are.
Literati does all the work for you. Each Literati box contains 5 books based on a theme with exclusive original art and a personalized note to your child. These are going to Travis's nephews and my ex's newborn. If 0 to 12, man, Literati knows at-home deliveries are so important in the weeks ahead to meet your need for attention-grabbing educational materials. Reading books as a family creates a sense of adventure and bonding, and with their curated selection, only keep your favorites, send back the rest for free. For a limited time, go to literati.com/Stephanie, 25% off your first 2 orders. This is their best offer available anywhere. To get it, you have to go to literati.com/Stephanie, 25% off your first 2 orders, literati.com/Stephanie, terms and conditions apply.
So, Wendy Lehman, there's something I've always wanted to ask you because you have this, obviously, this signature style that is so unique mm-hmm. where you do the joke is actually the throwaway at the end. You think you're done with the joke and then it's the thing you say after that. Is because you know the comedian's commandment, thou shalt not try out your material on your friends pretending it's just conversation. Did that start as just a technique you did? Because you know we all do that. Yeah. We're like, oh, okay, they laughed at that one. Let me write that down. But I mean, did that style, because it's so unique, nobody was doing it. No one's done it since. Like, was that just your conversational thing that you started doing, or how did it start?
Honestly, I think I was on stage one night at Catch a Rising Star in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where I spent most of my time in the early 80s. And I wasn't getting a laugh, or I got a laugh, and then I hated being on stage when it was quiet, so I just kept adding things. And so that became my style. But I have to say that I also listened to the other comedians around me at the time, Don Gavin and Kevin Meaney.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Meaney.
And Ellen, I listened to her. She wasn't in Boston, but I feel like I heard how it worked for them. So I don't really feel like it's completely original, but if you
the way you do it is just so hilarious and just brilliant.
Thank you.
No, I just was always curious because I thought that is such a fantastic style, and I just thought, how did you develop it? But that's an interesting, because I guess everybody has their own sort of genesis for their style, right?
I mean, when are we ever going to get on the road again?
I know. No, we're dealing with that with Sexy Liberal Tour. We're just it's not just when are you going to feel safe? When are audiences going to feel safe? When is it going to actually be safe?
Like your locally grown shows. Would love for those to start up again.
I've been doing a monthly show for 5 years at Vitello's in Studio City.
Mm-hmm. I was saving that. I was going to say, when you say you kill at Vitello's, that is really...
Oh, no.
So Zach, Stephanie. I actually killed his wife at Vitello's. What's his name? Robert...
Like,
yes, killed his wife at Botello's.
Yeah, but anyway.
Anyway.
So I've been doing a show there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, who knows? Because I don't want to go back. I don't know if the audience wants to go back. It's scary.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
to have a room at 25% capacity, like they're suggesting, that's awful for a stand-up comic.
Well, that's usually what my rooms are.
Oh.
No. Oh, my God. When I started, Wendy, same time as you, like, you know, I was like the Yuck Yuck circuit up in, you know, Buffalo area. And when you take like any gig anywhere at the Elks Lodge and the Moose Club, I mean, I literally played to like, I remember two people one night. Like,
no, just... I know. But one of my favorite shows, like people ask me what my favorite show was, and I have two. Mm-hmm. One was opening for Bob Hope in Indianapolis once, outside in front of 5,000 people.
Wow.
That was like amazing. And then my second favorite show was in front of 8 people in a basement of an Italian restaurant in Dearborn, Michigan. Who knows? It was just so much fun. It was like by the end, everybody knew each other's names.
Yeah.
We were buying each other drinks.
No, I was thinking, I remember killing it a couple of those where I just like, I went chair to like table to table. There was like 3 or 4 people there. Like I just like sat like I did. Right? It's like, just, we may have to do it like that again. Here's just one joke for you. Okay, the next person's 6 feet away. Here's a joke just for you.
Well, I've been doing cameos. Have you done those?
They keep asking me to, and I haven't done it yet. Yeah, so that's where you do personalized videos for people, right? Like,
yeah,
like whenever they want, right? Like happy birthdays. Or...
Yeah, and I'm telling my jokes to the void, but
and you know what? You're on Instagram and Twitter too. You're doing little videos there, aren't you?
I started doing videos 45 days ago,
yeah.
just like minutes. It's not all jokey. It's like real stuff
right.
too.
Yeah.
And it's given me life because it makes me wake up in the morning. I have like a goal. I have to make my video today.
Well, and everybody has backed up Wendy Liebman needs. I know I did.
Yes.
And it's true. It's like, I've been saying that I feel like, Wendy, a lot of people, we're seeing such a brilliance creatively because all of these brilliant comedians and musicians are, you know, locked up and like, you know, have no outlet for their creativity. And some of the stuff that's, I mean, we're looking at how to do the virtual Sexy Liberal Tour now, but you're good at stuff like that because Chris and I know from a bazillion years in radio, some comedians are good on the radio without an audience and some aren't. Some people are not broadcasters. They're not used to working without an
Some
audience.
Some people need the energy of a room.
Yeah, but
work.
you're brilliant in any form. I mean,
no, I go both ways.
Ah.
I feel like sometimes I crave the audience, but I could do it just to the void.
Yeah.
And
right.
just pause for the laughs.
Right, pause here. Well, we're used to doing this, you know, in our basement for years where we're like, we don't know if anybody's laughing or getting this or whatever. So that's why it's nice for us to get out to do the shows because we're like, oh, there's humans that get what we're doing.
Oh, okay, you know? It works.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
So is Chris pulled up there? Chris, are you there?
I am here, yes. Hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
He's the invisible enemy, Wendy. Well, he's the invisible enemy. We're all warriors against the invisible enemy.
Well, a few years ago, I drove Wendy around the greater Palm Springs area in my car.
Oh, that's how you got to be friends, right?
Yes.
When he was managing it. When he left me like the traitorous bastard that he is, he left me.
Uh-huh.
And then he came crawling back.
Yep.
And so you're back from outer space
with that
look on your face. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's where I first met Wendy.
You can only stay in Palm Springs for so long,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it was 3 years, and that was enough. And now I
told him,
back.
I'm like, you're too young to move to Palm Springs. You'll be back.
And here I am.
Wendy, you tweeted, whenever I express my outrage at this idiotic and dangerous administration, I feel like I'm Edie Brickell shooting rubber bands at the stars. That's why, but you're right. You need social media or Twitter or something because I'm like, oh, my God, am I fucking crazy? And then you're like, oh, no, everyone's thinking the same thing I am with whatever the disinfectant. Like, I heard that live. What about the disinfectants if we just ingest? I mean, cleaning out of the lungs. What about that? I was like, what did he just say? Right? Yeah.
Just insanity. And that people listened. So, did you hear Randy Rainbow's song about
yes.
Yes.
Clorox? So my father-in-law wrote the original song.
A Spoonful of Sugar.
Oh, my. Uh-huh. I saw that. Yeah, you come from an interesting family, right? You were born in Roslyn, Long Island, right? Or that's where you grew up?
I did. And they just released that movie on HBO, Bad Education, with Hugh Jackman.
I saw it. Allison Janney.
That was my high school.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So that was years after I left high school, but Michael Crichton went to that high school.
Wow.
And the editor of the Hilltop Beacon when I was there was a guy named Howard Gordon, who went on to produce 24, The X-Files, and Homeland.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Something in the water there. Yeah.
Something.
But
yeah.
You went to, you're kind of fancy. You went to Wellesley, and then you performed psychology research at Harvard Medical School. So the point
of my whole dossier.
Yes. I did a FBI background check, yes. So the science stuff alone must make him insane. The stuff that he says must just be like UV light in the body. No, what?
Well, you know, you think there's no bottom. I mean, you think there has to be a bottom, but every day he says something else and you go, what the fuck?
Right, right.
Can I say that?
Yeah. Yes. No, because you're, yes, that's what that's why God invented the happy hour.
Okay. I spelled it with a PH.
Okay. Right, because you forget. You're like, oh, he's the windmill cancer, nuke the hurricanes guy. So, of course, drink Lysol and shove a UV light up your ass. Of course.
I mean, maybe that's why he's orange.
Right. Some experiment gone wrong.
But, you know, I know people who support him. So I know one person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's wrong? Well, your degree is in psychology. What is wrong with that person? What kind of crazy is that? I love that your degree's in psychology. You're like, ooh, I know comedians are crazy. I think I'll do that. There's a big pool there.
I decided that I'd rather make 100 people laugh than one person cry. Like that was the deciding factor. Actually, the truth is I was doing psych research and I needed like a distraction or a diversion at night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I found, I took the mail in from the wrong apartment building. I mean, from the wrong apartment in my building. And there was a course catalog on, from the Cambridge Center for Adult Education. And in it was a class on how to be a stand-up comedian. Talking to a comedian named Ron Lynch. And he's now here and he runs a show on Saturday nights and he's been on the Sarah Silverman program. And so like he went on to do shit. And basically we got together and hung out and drank beer, but it gave me confidence. That's how I started. I took a class on how to be a stand-up comedian because during the day it was just kind of a little too depressing.
Yeah. Hold that thought, Wendy. Now more than ever, we're thinking about our hygiene, right?
Yeah,
you've questioned my personal freshness for years.
For 25 years.
Well, no more because of the clean phone. Everything I own is disinfected with UV light.
Thank
just
God.
Like what the hospitals use to disinfect masks. Uh-huh. I put my mask in there. I put your phone. You're washing your hands 1,000 times a day, and then you're taking your grubby phone everywhere with you.
Yeah.
Put your phone in there. Right?
Sunglasses, your regular glasses.
Your car keys, your wallet, your credit cards, cash, whatever.
Your doubloons.
Right? Jewelry. Put it all in there. And it's a charging station.
That's the best part.
Get one for home. Your whole family can use it. Get it for your workplace. If that's somewhere separate now, it will be at some point. The clean phone. Everybody's raving about it. They're flying off the shelves, I'm telling you.
And they're great.
They are. You shouldn't be getting your electronics wet. This is UV light. It kills 99.99% of everything in there. Everybody's heard of this UV light. Everybody is concerned. Dedicated wireless charging pad on top of the chamber. You can charge your phone on top while you're disinfecting everything inside. Then put your phone in there.
Yep.
I'm telling you, go to thecleanphone.com today. Get one for just $89 and free shipping when you use the code Steph. Then you've got it forever. You got it for upcoming flu season. Every flu season, the next wave of coronavirus.
Or whatever is coming next.
You need this. And they have now, they're expanding. They have amazing hand sanitizer and masks. They got the N95 mask. They've got the aloe vera lavender sanitizer.
They've got you covered.
Get it. Get everything for you and your loved ones. Keep yourself safe. Don't forget that code is Steph for 2-day free shipping, and it ships immediately. TheCleanPhone.com. That's TheCleanPhone.com.
But what, so with your psychology background, though, because I said this has gone from a cult to like a death cult, these Trump supporters. How do you diagnose what's happening? Because and they're going to kill us all because the virus doesn't know state borders or, you know.
I just think it's cuckoo.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a fancy Wellesley term.
Yeah, that's a diagnosis right there.
No. Cuckoo banana bread, or is the technical term? Okay.
What was your degree in?
Theater from USC, which qualified me for a job in nearly any 7-Eleven in this country, Wendy. Yeah. So what is your point?
Well, you worked at Fung Lum.
I don't. What? Chris?
She worked at Fung Lum at Universal City.
I was a cocktail waitress at Fung Lum, so I was qualified for that.
What is Fung Lum?
You know, this brings us full circle because they gave me a polyester kimono that I split open because I ate too many goldfish crackers, which are basically Cheez-Its, but
yeah,
they're in goldfish form.
Is that like outgrowing your sweatpants?
Yes. Uh-huh. It was a very stressful time of my life. So you also mentioned how you got through your adversity, your two car accidents, if you've just tuned in, one walking and one in the car. Mm-hmm. But you said you were spiritual. I know you grew up Jewish, but do you feel like when you say I'm spiritual, for you, did it have anything to do with your, I grew up Catholic school, 12 years hard time, and I don't know anymore. I just feel like it is, you know, there's being a good person or not, like what's going on now. I feel like we should not force poor brown people to their deaths so that we can have hamburgers, right?
Like, I was born Jewish, but I'm not a good Jew. Like, I just took down my Christmas light. And I wasn't bat mitzvahed. I wanted to be bat mitzvahed, but for the wrong reason. Like, I just wanted the stage time. But material.
Yeah.
But I went to a lot of bar mitzvahs, and I don't know. My family, we didn't go to temple.
Yeah.
But I'm like a Jew light, or as Judy Gold would say, I'm Jewish.
We just had Judy a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. You know who else we had? Speaking of wildly competitive women, is Carol Leifer, who, by the way, got your gig when you got hit by a car. She got to open for Bill Maher when you were hit by a car. I'm just asking, is there any evidence that Carol Leifer was behind the...
Oh. Stephanie.
No, but
this is Hollywood.
I don't know if she knows. She also got a second gig. Uh-huh. It was for a Jewish organization in Palm Springs. Let's bring this whole thing full circle.
Okay, sure. Yeah, magically full circle. I'm just saying, a little, is it connected? Who can say?
I know, but it is a small world. Oh, and my father-in-law wrote that song,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did. basically wrote all the songs for Mary Poppins and pretty much everything that Disney did in the 60s.
And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes.
Wow.
But I love Carol Leifer and I love Judy Gold. And I love another friend of yours, Shelley Wright.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Circle of love. All of us. Oh, my God. All amazing women.
I met Shelley because she reached out to my husband. She was looking for a writer.
Oh.
And she reached out to him on fucking Facebook. And then they became collaborators.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So,
that's how we know Shelley. I love Shelley.
Oh, I love her too. I know, and Judy and Carol and you and we're all the same vintage, and it really is amazing. We've known each other for so long. We always remember these random gigs we had together back in, I don't know, the 80s or whatever, but here you all are, and it's just now we're living through, this really got fucking not funny quite a while ago, right? But now this, right? This pandemic where people are dying.
I see impeach Trump behind you.
Yes. Right, yes. Up there.
Behind you. I'm always cautious. I love that you go on stage and talk about this. I'm too nervous to do that because I feel like people won't like me if I express my real political views. Yeah. And I totally appreciate what you do.
Well, our tour should be called Preaching to the Choir because they're all
fans of the radio show, so yeah, they all think right, exactly the way I do. So I'm the girl in the comedy bubble.
Yeah, so it's actually kind of it's easy because you're not going to have any.
No,
you know, so nobody's going to pay money to.
Yeah, but no, I hear you. People do regular gigs about. Maybe I'm in my bubble, Wendy, but it is insane to me that people still are defending him, particularly with what I mean. He has brought us Vietnam and the Great Depression in the course of a month or so, and I'm like, really? You still think this guy's doing a good job?
I know. I remember being in a hotel lobby and they had the TV on and it was on Fox. And I was horrified, but people were watching it while they were eating breakfast.
Yeah.
And that's the country.
Yeah. It's so divided.
Yeah.
But I can't wait until the election because I really want to see what the truth is now.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to turn out, man, in record numbers because there's going to be a lot of fuckery. Mm-hmm. That's a fancy Wellesley term as well. Fuckery was invented at Wellesley and later studied at Harvard Medical School like you. What?
Or we could mail it in, hopefully.
Yes. Oh. That should be a no-brainer, right, during a pandemic?
The White House is fighting that, though. They're fighting mail-in ballots.
You can fucking vote on American Idol on your computer. Why can't we vote?
Why can't Ryan Seacrest be in charge of this like everything else? Why not? I think Wendy Lehman should be in charge of everything because we do like you. You are a fine American and we do like you. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
We run for president.
And you have an amazing Twitter account. So, yeah, I encourage people to follow that.
Follow Wendy. When you ever can see her live, I encourage it. It is a thing of wonder and beauty. We love you, Wendy Lehman.
I miss you. I love your shirt.
Thank you. Oh, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. As if we're not terrified enough, right?
Yeah, she was in the hospital.
Pray for her. Yeah. And, I have to tell you, I was scared of this virus the other day. Because I couldn't taste or smell my food. And they say that's the first symptom. And then I took off my mask.
Yeah, that's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, she's going to be here all week because she's got nowhere else to go. Everybody's checking her fake schedule. All right. Wendy Lehman, we love you. Happy, happy hour.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you so much. I love you, Stephanie.
Love you, Wendy.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.